I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Montana, especially rural Montana, went big for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. But a lot of farmers and ranchers disagree with him on big, multi-country trade deals.
The free trade agreements overall have really benefited agriculture. Every single one of them, really.
That's Tim McGreevy, who represents pea, bean, and lentil farmers. He was a panelist at the agriculture summit Senator Daines organized in Great Falls this week. The Republican lawmakers' event drew more than 700 people.
And maybe other sectors of the economy have not done so well, but agriculture has done well.
President Trump is famously hostile to multi-country trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, that the Obama administration was working on for years. Kent Bacchus, who was also on the Ag Summit trade panel, is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says the TPP got a bad rap.
The changes that would be made under the TPP were essentially applying U.S. law to other countries. The environmental standards, labor standards, it would have raised those throughout Southeast Asia, which are problems that still remain because we don't have that leverage anymore.
And there's huge money at stake. About 80% of Montana's wheat crop is sold to Pacific Rim countries. Farmers here say the TPP would have lowered tariffs those countries put on American wheat, which has to compete with Australia, Russia, and Canada, among others.
Well, for the U.S. beef industry, our top export market is Japan. Last year, we exported $1.5 billion worth of U.S. beef to Japanese consumers. That's with a 38.5% tariff in place. Under TPP, we would have seen that tariff phase down to 9%. It also would have put us on the same tariff rate level as Australia upon implementation.
So when President Trump's new agriculture secretary, Sonny Perdue, appears in front of an audience of hundreds of Montana farmers and ranchers, he knows he has to reassure them that things are going to be okay, even if his boss doesn't like big international trade deals.
Trade is vital to American agriculture, and that's where we're going to focus on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a you grow it, I sell it kind of guy. And that's what we're serious about.
At a brief press conference after his speech, Secretary Perdue said farmers and ranchers should feel good knowing that an experienced businessman and negotiator like Donald Trump is now in charge of U.S. trade policy.
While the agricultural community thought TPP was a great deal, maybe temporarily disappointed, I think they're going to see that this administration means business is trade.
And Senator Steve Daines says all the hard work U.S. negotiators put into drafting a TPP that's good for American farmers isn't necessarily being thrown away either.
I think we're in a good position here to take the progress made with ag on TPP with Japan, specifically in areas like the beef tariffs, and move that forward now in a bilateral agreement.
Senator Daines, Ag Secretary Perdue, and Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, who was also in Great Falls for the Ag Summit, all said that they think President Trump will be able to negotiate bilateral trade deals with individual countries in Asia that are just as good or better than TPP.
The multilateral deals that can sometimes generate a race to the lowest common denominator. And you think about if you're negotiating on a home. Imagine negotiating with 13 parties to try to get the deal done.
The vice president of the Montana Grain Growers Association says it is possible for the U.S. to negotiate great international trade deals one-on-one with individual countries. But, Michelle Erickson-Jones says, that needs to start happening fast. She's worried about what's called the TPP 11. That's the 11 countries that are continuing to work out the multilateral trade deal after the U.S. pulled out.
With a bilateral agreement, we can get those tariff rates that we want. We just can't lose the race to sign that bilateral agreement if they decide to pursue the TPP 11. We have to be aggressive, but we just need to get back on the world stage and make sure that we are pursuing them aggressively and not letting other countries beat us to signing those agreements.
Erickson Jones, who's a fourth-generation farmer outside Broadview, says rural Montana voted overwhelmingly for Trump, knowing that he opposed the TPP. She says rural America is unlikely to judge him on a single issue, and that it's pretty hard to tell whether the president will be net good or bad for farm country this early into his term. Erickson Jones, who's 33, voted Libertarian in 2016.
And I've really struggled with the polarization of U.S. politics. I'm like a lot of young people. I have a fairly left-leaning social agenda, but there's quite a bit of the Republican agenda that I'm not really opposed to. I think that if most people really sat down, that they would find middle ground, and I don't think that we do that. I think on social media, we yell past each other. And I was really hoping for a candidate that would pull the U.S. back into the center that was just a little bit more unifying. And I don't know where you find that person now. I don't think that Hillary Clinton was it. I don't think that Donald Trump is it by any means.
In Great Falls, I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.